Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Westella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 4th of November, the 309th day of 2024, with 57 days ahead of us on our way to 2025. Falling behind yesterday was sublime in its ruse of gaining something. An extra hour? What a boon! Except, as we all should know by now, that hour is only on loan. We'll have to pay it back in the spring. Perhaps the consolation is that hour doesn't have any interest rate attached to it. Plus, in general, aren't we always living on borrowed time, hoping to escape whatever slings and arrows Mother Nature randomly and perpetually sets in motion against us? Today, some of us are wondering how we'll be feeling 48 hours from now, when the preliminary results of tomorrow's national election become known. Interestingly, across the pond, tomorrow is Guy Fawkes Day in England. Please to remember the 5th of November of gunpowder, treason, and plot. We see no reason that gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. With understatement, not dissimilar to our history in many ways, England has its share of metal testing events. 19th century English poet Thomas Hood's poem, No, contains much hyperbole about this month's landscape in England that we can also apply to New England. No sun, no moon, no morn, no noon, no dawn, no sky, no earthly view, no distance looking blue, no road, no street, no t'other side of the way, no end to any row, no indications where the crescents go, no top to any steeple, no recognitions of familiar people, no courtesies for showing them, no knowing them, no traveling at all, no locomotion, no inkling of the way, no notion, no go by land or ocean, no mail, no post, no news from any foreign coast, no park, no ring, no afternoon gentility, no company, no nobility, no warmth, no cheerfulness, no healthful ease, no comfortable feel in any member, no shade, no shine, no butterflies, no bees, no fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds, November. Heavenward, tonight and tomorrow night in the southwest sky during early evening twilight, our waxing crescent moon will appear to be floating near the planets Venus and Mercury. Then around midnight tomorrow, watch for the Taurid meteor shower, and perhaps see as many as 5 to 10 meteors per hour, which should be slow-moving, though quite bright, originating from the constellation Taurus the Bull. Today in 1429, Joan of Arc and her forces liberated the heavily fortified French town of Saint-Pierre-le-Moutier. Today in 1841, the first emigrant wagon train arrived in California after a 5.5-month and 1,730-mile journey from Missouri. Today in 1862, American inventor Richard Gatling patented the hand-cranked Gatling machine gun. Today in 1922, British archaeologist Howard Carter discovered the tomb of the Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun. Today in 1924, American politician Nellie Taylor Ross became the first woman to be elected governor of a U.S. state. In her case, Wyoming. Today in 1946, UNESCO was officially established to promote international collaboration in education, science, and culture. Today in 1979, the U.S. Embassy in Tehran was seized by Iranian militants, thus beginning the hostage crisis that would last for 444 days. Today in 2001, the first film adaptation of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone premiered in London. And today in 2008, Barack Obama became the first African-American to be elected President of the United States. Today in 1916 in St. Joseph, Missouri, Walter Cronkite was born, the son of a dentistry professor at the University of Texas. Cronkite recalls he made his own career choice in junior high school. I became the happy victim of childhood Walter Mittyism, and it's never really gone away. The American Boy magazine ran a series of short stories on careers. They were fictionalized versions of what people did in life, and there were only two that really fascinated me at that point. One was mining engineering, and the other was journalism. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us with no mine available for the teenage Cronkite to work in, he went to work for his school paper. Subsequently, he worked his way through the University of Texas as a newspaper reporter. After graduation, he landed a job with United Press. During World War II, Walter Cronkite became a foreign correspondent, covering the Battle of the North Atlantic, the African landings, the D-Day landing, and the Battle of the Bulge, even filing a story from a B-17 flying over Germany. CBS hired him in 1950 for their news division, and by the 1960s he was anchoring the evening news, becoming one of America's most popular announcers before retiring in 1981. Of his war years, Cronkite observed, "Personally, I feel I was an overweening coward in the war. Gee, I was scared to death all the time. I did everything possible to avoid getting into combat, except the ultimate thing of not doing it. I did it, but the truth is, I did everything only once. It didn't take any great courage to do it once. If you go back and do it a second time, knowing how bad it is, that's courage." Today is also the birthday in 1873 of English philosopher G.E. Moore, in 1879 of American humorist Will Rogers, in 1884 of Irish aviator, engineer, and inventor of the modern tractor, Harry Ferguson, in 1909 of American aviator and world's oldest flight instructor, Evelyn Johnson, nicknamed Mama Bird, who logged a record 57,635 flying hours. In 1913 of American actor Gig Young, in 1916 of American toy manufacturer and inventor of the Barbie doll, Ruth Handler, in 1918 of American actor Art Carney and of American actor Cameron Mitchell, in 1919 of American actor Martin Balsam, in 1922 of American pianist Ralph Sutton, in 1923 of Dutch beer brewer Freddie Heineken, in 1925 of American actress Doris Roberts, in 1928 of American experimental poet Hannah Weiner, in 1937 of American actress Loretta Swit, in 1946 of U.S. First Lady Laura Bush, and of American photographer Robert Mapplethorpe, in 1950 of American actress Markie Post, in 1960 of American comedian Kathy Griffin, in 1961 of American actor Ralph Macchio, in 1969 of American rapper Puff Daddy, and of American actor Matthew McConaughey, and in 1971 of American jazz singer and songwriter Gregory Porter. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the seventh full week of autumn and to the 45th week of 2024.